the three laws of robotics were devised by science fiction writer Isaac Asimov. They were introduced in a short story called Runaround from 1942 and are as follows. First law, a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, cause a human being to come to harm. Second law, a robot must obey the orders given to it by human except when such orders would conflict with the first law. Third law, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second laws. These laws seem quite solid when it comes to protecting human beings from damage a robot could inflict, and could be a safeguard preventing a giant robot takeover. However, there are some ambiguities and loopholes that have been pointed out, some of them by Asimov himself in his stories. One of the loopholes is knowledge or lack thereof. One character points out that the first law would be better stated as, a robot may do nothing that, to its knowledge, will harm a human being, nor, through inaction, knowingly allow a human being to come to harm. Robots could cause harm to humans unknowingly, and as such, become unwitting tools for murder, for example. Other ambiguities are the definition of human beings and robots. If you could convince a robot that someone is not a human being, then the laws of robotics won't apply. The three laws of robotics have been explored and reinterpreted by many science fiction authors, and speculations as to how a sophisticated AI might interpret them abound. Robots and AI do not inherently obey the three laws. Their creators must explicitly program them in. Robots already exist that are too simple to understand when they are causing pain or injury, and thus don't know how to stop. Applying the three laws would be too complex for them. Even the most complex robots currently are products incapable of applying those laws. Significant progress in AI technology would be necessary. However, as the technology advances, interest is growing in implementing safeguards. The three laws might turn from being a science fiction to science fact very soon.